If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more, a bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore, and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today, and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Impact Armour, the shin guard made for rucks by rucks. Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is 200 plus footy from a higher place. Wild Thing Drapes and Big Goz.
Yes.
How are we, boys?
Great to be back. Great to be here. You and I here last week. Great to have you back in town.
Yes. No, oh, I'm man. Happy to be here. I did missed you guys.
Yeah.
Gave you a big hug today, didn't I?
You did. And we missed you because last week we went a bit off. Went a bit crazy without your presence here. You probably heard.
I did listen. Yeah. A lot of Donker talk.
Yeah, bit of Donker.
Donker. I'm saying that this week.
Ooh, yeah. No, we just got a bit carried away. So it is a sausage-free zone largely today, mm-hmm. I've been told.
Boring.
Very PG rated. No, it's PG.
And we've got some feedback to read in a few minutes that will really, like, we're on notice about the Donkers. So.
Oh, really?
Although some like it.
About so edging. No,
and edging.
Okay.
And anything to do.
I just want to make sure where the limit is. Right. Okay, I've got it my system now. It's done for the episode.
Been well, though?
Mate, been good. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
Starting with Big Boy's birthday. Before I get to that, this came to me on the way in. Mm. What about the power move from Hot Dogs on you that we reached out to Hot Dogs?
Oh, no.
We reached out to Hot Dogs via email and phone for a voice message.
Yeah.
And he didn't respond to either.
Do you see it? Do we know if he's seen it?
We believe it's ticked. Like, it's red.
Wow, let me handle it.
So there could be some sort of Goz Hot Dogs war brewing here, and I want to be part of that.
I might take him on. I see Cooney.
I've got an idea.
Oh, no, yeah.
Celebrity boxing match.
Ooh. Cooney, Swan, Hot Dogs versus Hot Dogs. I'm in for that. 100%. No,
I would love that.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to get a shout from Hot Dogs. This is my birthday on the weekend. Yeah.
Went well.
How was it?
It was good. It was good.
No invite.
No, I actually spoke to you. You didn't say happy birthday to me last week.
I messaged
and that's okay.
I messaged you.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, but it was good. Look, too many beers.
A Backstreet Boys theme? Like, I looked, there was all white.
There was all white. Was no, it wasn't. Thing? It did seem a bit Backstreet Boys-ish, but it was all white, and I don't know why. I just had to pick a theme, and I picked that. Nice. So it was good, though.
It was fun.
Yeah. Too many
brought to you
and then
by Sippy.
Brought to you by Sippy, which is now in cans, in cartons.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I'm
going
to get some
in
the studio. Yes,
yeah.
I'll bring it in so you boys can taste
what that
it.
Tastes like.
Yeah, so you look good. You look pretty fresh. Obviously, it wasn't a 3-day bender or something.
No, I don't.
Well, you've got a good constitution.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm holding up well. Now I'm still picking up the pieces, so I'm here, which is good. I'm present, but it was big. I'm present.
Mate, Kale used to say, good old
Jack. Do the crime or do the time?
I'm getting more of like a mature vibe from you now.
Well, Drapes, how old are you, Drapes?
I'm 23.
23, that's the thing, Drapes. When you hit 30, like, but you know this, some things just aren't fun anymore.
Mm.
You know, dick jokes.
Done.
Still funny for me, mate.
Not funny. Edging. I'm not going to laugh at edging or dick jokes anymore.
23. Just got a stiffy the whole time. Right. Hang on. Okay. I'm sorry. I better get to the feedback before we get to the footy show because I want to unpack the footy show. I have an email.
Okay.
I've got an email from Little Hutchie, a personal one, and I don't like the way we're going with this show, so I better get it done quickly. Nick, I only write this because I care about you. The other day I went through the unedited version of 200 Plus. I was astonished to find you and Dan spoke about Cox for 20 minutes. WTF? This is not cool, and it's embarrassing for you, me, and everyone involved with 200 plus. Please do better. And remember, you can be replaced by Sam McClure, and I don't care if he's not big and dopey like you. Still love you, though. Cheers, Dylan.
Wow.
So.
How dare you?
Wow.
Looks like you're replaceable.
McClure. McClure. Right.
So that's official warning. You have one warning already.
No, okay. So let's just pull it up a little bit on the dick stuff. Footy show, mate. We've got to unpack this. So congratulations. You've gone viral.
Yes.
You know, with a moment, just so to set the scene, and we can get the clip up. But you had Taylor Dre on toast.
You did. You were
smoking
in Lou's
handball. You were smoking a little man.
Yeah.
And you'd plugged the pod. Mm-hmm. It was the best bit of TV.
Unreal start
by
you.
And then you fluffed the final handball and missed the board.
2-7 wins it. Come on, Damo.
Oh! Just catch it. Hang on, hold it there. 59. He needs a
you gotta
five
that.
To draw or a 7 to win. No pressure.
Oh!
Is it moments like this you wish you had it stuck to soccer?
Oh, no. Almost getting that 10 rattled me.
Look, I can't talk, mate, but I'm feeling for you. Taylor, well done, Sam. It's one that I'm sure you'll talk about on your podcast.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, so I thought that the left-hand handle was going to let me down.
You were
but
good,
I was
though.
Nailing
you
on the
great.
Left.
Sevens.
Almost 10.
Yes.
Bounced out. And then the almost 10 got me and I scooped the last one and almost missed the circle.
Actually did. I'm not going to lie, Tony Jones was right into you. You see his efforts?
Yeah.
Mate, it was, yeah.
Low hanging fruit. But
was it a nervy action?
No, I think because I got so close to getting the 10, I was just like, oh, and then, I was thinking about that.
Damn.
Wasn't in the present moment. But, yeah, I got on some views.
You did.
They plugged it on the socials, made it interesting for them. Would have been boring if I just won. Oh, look, Drapes won.
Yeah, but it was so good for us as a community. 200 pluses.
And Brownie was getting round you a bit.
Yeah.
And TJ, seemed a bit up and about the pod.
Yeah. No,
he's not a 200 pluser, but he's a good fella.
Sounded like he was
big
listening
teeth.
To it.
He was good. Great.
I did get some feedback in the DMs about that.
Did you?
Something about deserving a rocket spray. So
yeah, I was about to drive down to the studio and absolutely spray you in the car, but it's okay.
Don't worry. It going viral was enough for me. So
right. Speaking of feedback, I have some feedback for us.
Before that, the like and subscribe jingle. My computer's died. Could you please read it?
I'm sorry, but this is fucked.
This is not
you
good.
And technology is just
not good.
Follow on Spotify and subscribe on Apple.
Follow
there
on Spotify,
we go.
Subscribe on Apple.
It's really
there
important to the show.
I don't know why you don't open with that before we start.
Because I like to get into the flow.
All right, well,
before we get into
okay,
the boring
so
messages.
Remember,
it is important.
It is very important. I've got some feedback here because we've got a strike from Hutch in the studio and the producers aren't happy with the chat that we go on with sometimes. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but we're all on edge. So Liam Hard says... This is just a great story by Liam Hard in feedback. Hey, boys, just had an elite story come across my desk regarding Big Boy Drapes.
Yes.
I think it was about a year ago. My mates were at the pub on a golf trip and Drapes so happened to be sitting on the table next to them enjoying a froth himself. Said g'day, had a chat with a few of them. Long story short, he's left the pub and on the way out, he's put $150 on the boys' bar tap. Best part about it is he didn't mention it to anyone and just did a ghost and bombed out of there.
Great bloke, effort.
Power move. Love the show, lads. Well done, mate. Remember that? Was it you?
Can't say if I remember that one, but it could be my doppelganger that liked to hang around the SG and the Electric over the off season. So,
wow,
yeah,
love
I don't know.
That.
I'll claim it. Yeah.
Yeah,
was it before your mullet? Was it the Bulldogs lad? What's his name?
Jared Grant.
Jared Grant.
Jared Grant picking up dabs.
No, that's fucked.
I love that.
Sorry.
No, it would have been you.
Maybe.
No, it's very generous and caring.
I could have been pretty sourced and forgotten about it, but yeah.
It's true. It's a good effort if it was.
Anyway.
Sandy Sinclair, absolute shocker by Drapes on the Sunday Footy Show. Needs a feedback session from Rocket after that. We agree.
Okay.
Joshua Wilkins, which team has the most 200 pluses in the 22? Freo played with 3 on the weekend, which was impeccable. Love the pod. And he's a 192er. So good feedback from a 192er.
It is. It's often a thing that commentators... get onto that when there's too many 200 pluses.
Yeah.
Oh, top heavy.
I know.
No forward pressure.
No, we're going all right. Don't worry about us. And then this last one here, Ryan Porter Langston, whose handle is Full Credit to the Boys.
Yes.
Just a bit of advice that he wanted to share with us. Shittest advice I had ever received when playing footy was from the physio, who said that the pain I was experiencing in my tight glute was just psychological, that a rub down wouldn't work, and that I had to just feel like it was getting better and it improved, like it was some kind of fake injury I had. Yes, and you should have used the Rapagel because you knew that, we know that works.
Yes.
Ended up getting a second look at it by another physio, got it rubbed out with Rapagel, oh my God, and then played the full game. Didn't even know there. So it does work.
Mate, it does, because you can't feel your glute.
The horse, yeah, the horse rub works.
So that's good. That's good feedback.
Well done, good feedback.
I've got one here too, and this goes against old little Hutchie's Sam McClure email. This is from Darsha Lee.
Mm.
Boys, listening to the latest ep and absolutely loving the loose run sheet. Yes, we don't really have a run sheet because my computer's dead.
Yep.
Letting the shit talk fly and the donker talk really got me cackling to myself while I walk with the pooch. Great work, lads, and get the shins up. That's the sort of feedback we're after.
You're in trouble now. You're getting another email from Little Hutch. He's not going to appreciate that at all. At all. Drapes' diary.
We've got a few suggestions this week on the Instagram, so okay. What do we reckon? There's a few to read out.
Here we go.
Is this fire away.
Okay, yeah, we've got Michael Hurley, interview Martin Draper. Elaborate.
Is
that your dad?
That's my dad, and that is Michael Hurley.
Wow.
Hurls loves my dad.
Okay, we can do that.
He does look like a character, your dad. The photo you showed me with his soccer mates in the old spa, having a durry.
Really? Yeah.
There was donks everywhere.
My dad is quite the character.
Get him on.
Yeah, Let's do a
one-on-one.
Yeah, English, bit of a nutcase, bit of a football hooligan back in the day.
I like that.
Would have been a handy, the centre-half back, if he played footy, but he was just a solid centre-back, studs up.
Love it.
2-foot
Love
tackle.
That. Nice.
No nonsense.
Oh, well, that's an option.
Let's
there.
Let's get Martin on. Get one of the producers onto that.
Watch _ your step _ kid. Indoor rock climbing. You don't strike me as a massive rock climber.
Is that because I'm heavy?
I just don't think it's be for you.
Yeah. No. We actually, in pre-season, we did a bit of rock climbing at one of our camps. And
did you?
Yeah, not quite for me. It's really hard when you're heavy.
Getting a big wedgie. And
Well, your hands are bigger than the actual rocks.
Yeah.
That doesn't help either.
Wish I had that problem. mini hands.
Pat Harriman, bumping practice so he doesn't get flattened by piss ants again.
Not bad. I like a bit of group bumping.
Honest feedback.
Okay. Are you a bumper pre-game? Do you like to feel some skin?
Are you going hard, like real hard, or are you just like...
No, I go pretty hard.
Okay,
get the boys up, try and take a coach out. that's a bit fucked up, that one.
Yeah, it is.
I slipped or slowed down last second.
No.
Cal Pepper.
People say you got flattened.
Yeah, that...
Edged. Folded.
Well...
Folded.
I got folded.
Yeah, you're folded.
Well, I bounced straight back up and we got a goal out of it, so... There we go.
Well, you are playing this weekend, so you make
These
up for
These are good
it. They are good.
Pastor making?
Pastor making's good.
Okay.
That's from some anonymous.
Wowie Terry.
Wowie Terry. Pasta making and cooking class. I looked at that four times and I was getting triggered about the auto cue. I was about to throw to play of the day.
And we've got golf. I actually like that.
That's good.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Bit of pasta making / cooking class.
You really like the sexy things, don't you? Pottery.
How is that sexy?
Cooking. Well,
you do.
That's something you do with a loved one.
True.
We
can do it together.
Everything I do, but just pictures me doing it
true.
Sexy.
I do.
And you too.
Not the only one, mate. The guy can dream. photos of KB, 5-minute stand-up with comedy routine, Shust 5, Latino dancing, Daniel Garrow, Jaluf drawing a Goz. So there's a few suggestions there.
Out.
That last one's good.
So give us your top couple and we'll get them done in the next week or two.
I reckon I'm going to go with the pasta making or cooking class.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I can give that a try. Little carb load before the game. Get that going.
Are you a pre-game mealer?
What do you mean?
Well, do you have a set pre-game meal?
Pizza and pasta, just load
from
up.
From a local? Or?
Yeah, local, just get takeaway.
Yeah, nice.
It's my favourite night of the week because I just absolutely demolish.
Go for it.
Oh, so it good. Good. It's so good.
It's a free night to go
free
hard.
Here, free whack.
Yeah.
Because I've never really asked you about your pre-game routine. So you're a bit of a pizza, pasta, movie or watch a footy?
Nah, I don't really watch the footy. No. Bit of a movie. Me and Guelph and my girlfriend Izzy will watch something together maybe. I really like it when you get home, that everything, all your work's done, you just relax and eat some pizza.
It's free time.
It's good.
Like it, yeah. Unwind.
Feed
up. You get anxiety at that point.
But oh, really?
Yeah. Just get the pasta down to shake as you're eating. The game going. Fuck, mum for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Pasta going everywhere. What's wrong? Nothing.
shit. I had one. I went on this. You know when you have a good meal and you get a kick, you think the meal is
the
driving
reason why.
You. So bikes. I had one in Adelaide in West Beach, and big Jimmy Micklejohn was part of this too. A big boy, edgy big boy. Micklejohn. So one night we decided to get a schnitzel with bolognese sauce on it, as well as a pizza.
Okay.
And we both played well, and that was the thing for the next 6 years. Nice. So maybe. I mean, you're playing all right anyway, but go the schnitty with the bolognese sauce. It's a protein hit.
Is it like a parma?
Well, no, it's just a schnitzel with the like sauce. Spaghetti bolognese sauce on it. It's meaty.
What? Yeah.
You feel strong. Mm. You feel really strong in bed.
You'll be one of those superstitious guys.
Not really, mate. I got better as I got older.
Yeah.
Same. Initially, I was same towel.
Same jocks.
I tried anything. Yeah. I once...
Here we go.
No, I can't say
it. Say it. We'll take it out. It's not. We just put a massive beep in it.
My housemate and I thought we'd watch a naughty movie on game morning.
Back to edging.
And it went no good.
No good?
For me. I just wasn't in the right zone.
It's a bit to unpack, but I don't know if we can unpack.
That's great. Awesome.
Yeah, that does remind me. You know, interstate trips, you get the... TVs in the rooms.
Yes.
He's got like the pay-per-view stuff.
Don't go the blue ones.
On the house.
There's the adult movies and some boys do it for a laugh.
Well, it's good for the testosterone.
I used to do it. Yeah,
Josh Marnie, Sam, there's an extra $52.95 in your room. If you played well, no one would care.
Yeah, that's great. I used to do it sometimes with the managers to see like if they'd actually give it to me.
What is
Hot Girl Summer 3? Mate, I've had 8 touches. Pay for it.
Yeah,
it's all yours.
I got a new seg. Okay. This needs to get workshopped a bit, but we may as well workshop it on game day.
Like it.
So I've been getting some private DMs wanting to tap into the generation gap between us, because there's beautiful chemistry, but the fact of the matter is we've got a 23-year-old, a 30-year-old, and a 39-year-old, all of differing maturity levels.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to call it old bull, young bulls. Apparently there's a Shithouse Club podcast in Perth that's called that, and they might sue us. But until we come up with a better name, Old Bull Young Bulls it is. Right, and this is the subject for today. So I read yesterday that the bassist from Bon Jovi died.
Who?
Bon Jovi. No, I knew. So, he was 70. Oh, Jesus, he's 70. Man, they were rockers. That was the first concert I went to, 1995, Olympic Park, Bon Jovi. What's their main song? I've really gone sort
Living
of,
on a Prayer?
Living on a Prayer, Young Guns sort of stuff.
Yeah.
All good. So made me think, first concert for you boys. So the Joves, they're dying. The one I went to, they're dying. Yeah, they're dropping off.
First concert. I think mine was Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah? So you really sort of guitar real strumming.
And I was 13, just acoustic vibe.
Who'd you go with?
Diamonds on the Inside.
Yeah, that's with a mate of mine. Mum and Dad dropped us off and Jack Johnson. You know, I've never been to a festival.
No, I'm not a festival guy. I don't do backpacks. No backpacks.
It does nothing for me, mate.
What was yours?
How have you just never...
Oh, I haven't found myself in that situation where I'm in a festival or wanted to go to one.
Fair enough. I'm a bit shocked at that.
Yeah. You enjoy a festy.
I do love a festival.
You do.
Was that your first concert, a festy?
It actually was. Future Music Festival.
Who's playing? Joel Fletcher?
Probably.
Swedish House Mafia.
I was about 15, I think. I think I snuck in. 16, I think I snuck
Legend.
In.
Yeah. Legend.
Don't arrest me. But, good. Drake was there. That was good.
What?
Back in the day. Yeah, really random. It was like rappers and stuff and then a bit of electronic music, but it's a good day.
Amazing.
Really good day.
And has that morphed into the music you're into now?
Probably,
Game morning, chilling out. Give us a little bit of your list.
Yeah, what are you playing? What did you play on the way here?
On the way here...
Bangarang, bass shot. School X.
I was listening to podcast on the way here.
Nice.
Sorry to listen to the competition, but a bit of Peter Crouch podcast.
No,
talk about that.
I like my rap music.
Rap?
Yeah.
Heavy rap?
Yeah, like Travis Scott, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, Scotty.
But then Scotty, he's cool. And then, a bit of heavy tunes when I... Want to get up and about as
like well. Like Metallica or something?
No, I was more thinking
Korn.
Ed Sandman sort of stuff?
Nah.
Timmy Trumpet?
Yeah, not quite Timmy Trumpet.
Will Sparks?
Not that kind of vibe, but electronic kind of music.
Right. Carl Cox.
Can you bring a
Carl
bit
Cox
in next
is
week?
Nice.
Just
yeah.
bring in a little bit of your list.
Bit of okay. Baller Room stuff.
I seem to feel it.
Okay.
Because that has changed. Yeah, I mean, I was Shannon Noll. I like Shannon Noll. I really liked What About Me. Because I used to think, fucking What About Me? Like Adrian Dodoro. What about me? And he likes his footy, Nullsy.
Yeah.
And I found the more depressing the music, the better I'd go. Like I wanted to feel low when I ran on the field.
You want your back against the wall.
Like Red Gum, I Was Only 19. Do you know that song?
I was only 19.
I used to listen to that. No wonder I was shit
That's
out.
So weird.
I know. Yeah,
I get as sad as possible.
I used to want to feel sad.
Oh my wow. God.
That's very strange. Yeah. I might need help.
That is... Yeah,
it's not the right? modern way. No, I'm fine.
No, right.
But I think footy to me was a fully emotional experience.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Hey, things you used to do, you know, stuff you spoke about last week in the Shannon Noll into.
How do you get pumped up if you?
Well,
do you relate to the lyrics and be like,
maybe.
Yeah, that's me.
I just
me.
Used to. I don't want to invest. It's very weird, and I grew out of it. But I just reckon if you wanted to say what was your on your iPod or whatever it was at the time, 80% of the time. It was weird, emotional, depressing music.
Your butt's on the way to a game and he's like crying. Looking out the window like he's in a music video, just like.
In the car park, just crying.
Yeah. So you're not a good way.
Yeah, I'm sweet.
This is pre Emma Murray. Like, we didn't know about being in the moment. And like, no, I don't know.
So you're not joking about Shannon Noll?
No, I really liked Shannon Noll. I mean, we might get him on, actually. He's a real dude, Shannon Noll.
Pre game.
Have you seen the spray? He got when someone threw a can at him in a concert and he just lost his shit.
No.
I did see that.
It's really good.
Is
it's
it?
Really like he threatens to fight a guy.
And I think
so that went well. Yeah. So we'll do a bit of that old bull, young bull.
I like it.
That felt good. I want to hear your music because
that felt good.
I think that's an area I've got to improve.
Okay.
Definitely Shannon Noll's what you like. 100%.
What about me?
So sad.
It isn't fair. Good.
That was great. I like that segment.
Nice.
And a one musher, can't you see? Okay, moving on. Hey, boys, I think it's time to unpack a bit of baggage in our ruck lives.
Mm.
Goss, tell me about your first shin guard.
Oh, wow, feels good to get this off my chest. First shin guard was a bit of foam I found in the physio room. Didn't have one going into the game, found a bit of foam. I said, this will do the trick. It didn't do the trick.
Well done for getting through
Thank
that.
You. Appreciate
Jace, what about you? First shin guard.
Yeah, the leftover ones from the soccer days didn't quite protect my shin at all.
Oh, so. A half shinner.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Bought from Rebel or somewhere.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yes.
Impact Armour. The two words again, Impact Armour will change your rucking lives.
Yeah.
It's light. It's durable.
Sure is.
It's felt. It's sexy.
It's awesome.
Get it on your shin.
Yeah, get rucked.
ImpactArmour.com.au. If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore. And it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200 plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Spirit Animal.
Right.
Thanks to Magic Hand Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria. We always ask who lived out the 200-plus mantra spirit this week.
Yep.
And it doesn't always have to be a ruckman, although it is, because we do keep a bit of a closer eye on the ruckman.
We do.
So I'll start this off this week. I went down and watched the VFL my 30th, just giving
you
back to the footy.
You are a footy nuffy.
I just go back and give back.
Yep.
But, you know, the stuff I've done for the game, you know, I go around to the local fields, I say thank you so much, thank you so much. I say, listen, I'm just here to watch some VFL. Like, it's all good. I respect you all. I'd do it again if I had to, you know, what I've done for this game.
Do you love getting American handshakes as a past player?
I just want to be seen.
Yeah, fair
I just want people to see me.
I respect that.
So I went down and watched the Suns versus Collingwood down there on Olympic Boulevard. And I'll tell you what, Mac Andrew.
Can run the lane.
Unbelievable. You see his chase down tackle?
I did see that.
So quick. Reminded me a lot of me back in VFL days. And number 5 pick last year, 202 centimetres. Runs like the wind. Wait till he gets a game. He will light the comp
like
up.
Like a cheetah or something. Like it looked like an Attenborough movie, and he's the
unbelievable
speed animal chasing prey. That's what it looked like. He's so quick.
I don't think he'll play ruck ever. I don't think he was drafted to be a ruckman, but he's just, I don't know where he's going to play. 2 and 2 centimetres.
Get him in, Dewey.
Get 100%. Get him in.
He's a bit like you when you're at the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Endless potential.
Yes, but my thing, I was so good in so many positions that I kind of made life harder myself because Rocket was like, where do you want to play? You can literally play anywhere. I said, I know, mate. I'm like a Mr. Fix It.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
On the Suns, actually, we got a really good DM from a sharp-eyed fan about their magnet ball, which doesn't even have a footy ground on it. It just has grunt men, utilities, big men.
Just
so your key forwards, full forwards, ruckman, a big man.
Yeah.
Love that.
Unbelievable. That board was a bit confusing though. Like, what are their
KPIs? One of them were energy men. Who are energy men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small forwards. Yeah.
Mids, maybe?
Mids. No, yeah.
I don't know. It was very strange, but I love that it's big men.
You'd be a big man, energy man, hybrid.
Yeah, just
you are an energy man.
Get my own rotation.
It just goes to show that. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate it.
It was simple.
Big boys.
Like, just look at one bit of the board,
listen
to one bit of the message, and tune out for the
boys,
rest.
Boys, fuck this field off. If you're a big man, go where you want. I just want you to know you're a big man. So, thank Andrew, mine.
Yeah. Good one. James?
I might have stole yours, but Darcy Cameron.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was good.
Very good.
26 touches. Yeah, 26. Loving at 26, 9 marks, tackles.
Yeah.
Probably best on ground.
Wow.
He's loving the opportunity of being first ruck. He's just been the...
That's the debate now, isn't it?
Spare bloke, poor old Grunz. Mm. He's about to get the knee ride on the big dollars.
Yeah, back to the VFL.
Brody's going to be fine.
Mm. Big booker.
He is in career best form, and he's thriving.
Yeah. And also Lewis as well for Hawks. He's a 199 centimetre.
He can play,
can't he? Yeah, that was a really good game of footy. I watched the end of that. That was just good, wet weather contested. It was good.
Bit of knuckle. Yeah. Just a little bit of knuckle.
Yeah, he's good at golf as well.
Jackie Ginnivan.
Bucks tells me.
Mike Ginnivan. He's a bit of a 200-plus... he's about 145. He's got a bit of spirit about
him. He does.
The kid.
Yeah, I like
him. Yeah, I like him. I'm a big fan of him.
Off in the car park big yesterday, fan. Actually. I needed a story, and he rolled in. And I said, Jack, please, mate, I just want to go home. I want to go home and plan the podcast. And the media couldn't believe it. He was gone. He'd walked past and came back. So I'm going to drop Jack a $50 cheeky monkey voucher for talking to me.
I love how you're just pleading with players. Come on, please. I just want to go home.
Nah. I've been in bad form. I need this.
I have been in bad form, but now I'm in good form. Apparently the Mitch Clearys were like, but I got Ginnivan. What did you do? I said, g'day. And, mate, I really want to go home. Can we have a quick chat about footy? Wow. And he got up. So, sorry, I digress. Well, he's a good lad, but he deserves a $50. In fact, anyone who stops for me from this point gets a $50 cheeky monkey voucher. Because they're good boys.
Your business now.
You can't save the career on that. You've got to do it. Nah.
Come on, Jack, stop. I've got a voucher for you. Just stop. Come on.
Please.
Don't worry about it then.
Good company. mine. Are we up to mine?
Yeah, yours.
Reece Stanley. We've potted Reece a little bit for being a double shin man. He is career best form. Yeah. Marking down the line, taking big clunks, playing big. See, Reece is a bit of Mac Andrew that he's such a good athlete.
Yes.
I think deep down Reece thought, I'm too good to be a ruckman.
He doesn't
for a long
want to be a
time.
Ruckman.
He's pretty, he's fast, but he's just really playing with grunt.
Yeah.
And the Cats are loving it. Cats are a good thing at the moment.
Forget
they are, they're going well.
He's about 30 odd.
Yeah.
He's old bull,
young bull. Looks young still.
Good looking rooster. So well done, Reece.
That was great.
Double shinner.
Well done, shinner.
Magic Hand Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria. Good sponsor.
Great sponsor. We're going to our competition we run weekly, the Budgie Smuggler competition that we run. And thanks to Budgie Smuggler, the best comment on our Instagram from our listeners receives a $100 Budgie Smuggler voucher. And last week we asked the worst tip from a coach is ...
Got some feedback too.
Lots of feedback. And they were kind of similar, everyone that commented, kind of a bit of theme here. Billy Doyle says, go to the local pet store and grab some rapid gel for my cork bum. fair enough. Rupert says, you're doing great. You're getting under the skin, really running well for your teammates. Then proceeds to keep me on the bench from halfway through the second to the last 5 minutes of the fourth. Fair enough. Another one, Chris says, get muddy the warm-up so it looks like you've done something. Fair enough.
I've got one.
Yeah.
From Dave Thomas. It says,
Coach. Dave loves us.
Dave does.
Coach, Mate, just iron out the ruckman early and set the tone, would you?
Smart.
Me, 178 centimetre, 83 kilogram pissant, wearing impact armour shin guard, and I made it in pottery class. Yes, yeah. Boss.
Love that, love that.
That's weaving a lot of stuff together. Love in it. In one budgie smuggler.
Just taking a look here. The winner I think I'm going to go is with Riley Naylor. I hope I've got that right.
Yeah.
Riley says, to go out and give it 100%, can't give it 100% if I'm on the bench. That's fair enough. So well done. Riley, you've won the $100 budgie smuggler voucher.
That's the sort of stupid stuff coaches say. I know,
yeah.
Exactly. So what's this week's?
This week's, and it's a little bit to do with our music, Old Bull, Young Bull, and I'm just starting to think I am getting a bit old. Mm. So this week, for budgie smuggler, you know you're getting old when? Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I've got two for you. I'm going to fess up here. I was considering making a comeback about weeks ago in the ammos thirds. So not high level comeback, but I just wanted to feel it again, feel the anxiety, have a schnitzel, watch a blue movie, go and play. And then I did my hammy fishing.
Oh, fishing?
Tripping on the way to the river. Oh, no. So I just thought, I stuck my foot in a hole, just tripped a little bit and felt the ping, the ping low.
Wow.
And I did it more than a grade one. It was quite a serious hammy.
Sorry, I just thought, no, that's okay.
Wow. I just thought,
it's pretty bad.
Mate, it's okay that you want to play and the fire's still there. And
your body's saying
everything
no,
that's
though.
Great about footy, but your body's saying no. So you know you can know when you're doing your hammy fishing. The other one, I don't know if Hutchie's going to like this much, but I had a look downstairs the other day.
He's going to hate it already.
And the grooming had stopped. So you know you're getting a bit older when it's just...
An Amazon down there.
Free and easy down there. Yeah. It's a guinea pig down there.
It is, really. You got some pride in that. That's okay. Right, it's why we're getting thumbs up. It's also
it is...
Play on.
Naked and afraid down there. So, that didn't happen when I was younger.
No, put it back down now.
Okay, so there's our two.
Love
hammy fishing... Not maintaining downstairs.
Yeah.
You're getting old.
You are getting old. Mine's just recent because I'm 30 now and I don't find the jokes that you boys say funny anymore. I don't find donks funny.
Nope.
I don't find edging funny.
Edging.
Nope.
There's some mail on edging. We'll get to that in a minute.
This is just the last few days. What's happening? I'm getting old because I generally need 8 hours sleep.
Yeah.
I can't function on 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 hours anymore. Not as ever doing
but
2 hours.
I think you get the older you get, the less you need.
No, mate, I need it all.
Okay. You're like Benjamin Button or something.
Literally, I need sleep and I'm actually scared of beers. That's when you know you're getting old.
Yep.
It's actually hard now because I'm so wise and old being 30. It's actually, if I go and have beers, that's going to put me back a day. So I've got to make an investment of when I have those beers.
Oh, yeah.
My schedule has to be clear.
A week. Clear the schedule.
Probably not ideal when you've just brought out a beer company. But
and we love sipping. We love drinking them all day, every day. So that's when I know I'm getting old.
Good one.
Thank you.
And you, 23-year-old, you're getting old when?
I've got nothing.
Yeah, so you shouldn't have anything.
But something must be changing compared to when you're 15.
You have more hair
wiser?
Down there?
No, cut that out.
I've got pubes now. Yeah.
You've got pubes?
Great.
Yeah. Remember like the swimming carnival and some guys had arm hair and they would flex their arm hair.
I'm in the 4x1.
Yeah. I'm like, I've got nothing. I've been nearing it this morning.
Yeah. No, I had no leg hair, no armpit hair, anything until I was about 16. I'd like squeak his voice. So. Yeah.
Well, you came good.
You did. Did you ever? Not that I know, but.
We'll get my school photos in, actually. There's like year 8 to year 12, and it's like that middle period I like turned into like a dinosaur. It's like, I don't know, it's just weird looking, and then eventually come kind of good, I hope.
Draves is really good with the developmental male. You should go and do talks at a school about those awkward years because they are very awkward.
They are very awkward.
You get a few zits.
Boys, your bodies will change.
There is that one kid in like year 8 that's like a fully grown man. He dominates all the sport, and it's like, all right, mate.
There's a ruckman in year 8 and he ends up being a forward pocket pressure player.
Yeah. Matt Hellman's from Hope Valley. Oh. Jeez, he took me to town. But if he's out there right now, mate, meet me at the Oval and bring your shin pad.
That's it. So good budgies, budgie flying. Get involved there for your $100 voucher.
Yes, well done. Now we're going to, because your whole system isn't working, no, I'm going to take over here. You're playing Friday.
Yes.
You had a break.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Good. Very good. Good. No, really looking forward to Friday. It's a
big game. Big crowd there.
It's going to be a monster one. Big crowd. It's 150th year anniversary, so oh, yeah. There's a bit going on. There'll be plenty of stuff pre-game and a few functions and that sort of stuff. But amazing. No, it's a very historical game. Two of the oldest clubs in the world. In fact, it's not just Australia. Like we're really old compared to other clubs. So yeah, it's
Sheeds,
very special.
Sheed said it's war. Sheeds is really doing the old Pied Piper thing. Okay. And said this isn't footy.
Yeah,
it's war. Does that get you going a bit?
Main training tomorrow, so I'll be. I'll be firing up, but I'm really excited. It's going to be a monster game. I'm keen.
Well, you've got big strengthy Pidnets out, so you may have
TDK,
who's got hops and talent,
but
he's not a wild thing like you.
No.
Is this the Oppo report? You're giving me the rundown?
A little bit.
Okay. I can give the inside, side to it.
So, that's a challenge. Yeah. He's a talented player.
Right. Yeah, it should be good. Two young rucks.
You and Big Rush.
And then you're taking on the Sauce, who we know thinks he's a ruckman. And he's not a ruckman. Let him know that it's been discussed. You're not a ruckman, mate. What are you doing in here?
So, I was looking at some Oppo stuff yesterday and I was looking at the centre bounces and saw Big Jack in there and remembered us talking about it. So I really need to do my homework and make sure I go hard against him.
He should wear a shin guard on his neck. Wear a neck guard.
Just be full shin. Just be a shin guard.
Yeah, you guys might put me in it here, but yeah. No. You'll be right.
You'll be right, mate.
Respect the Oppo, always.
Always respect them. We always do.
You're in excellent pod form. And normally when you're in good pod form, it's good footy form. So can't wait to watch you play.
That should be good.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's 200 plus. Hey, we better get the message out again. Follow 200 plus on Spotify or subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your pods.
Love that.
Nice work, guys.
Ciao.
If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200 plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200 plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more, a bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200 plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.